Thanks for being here. My name is Matt Mellon. I'm the Associate Artistic Director here at Roulette. Also one of the founders of Shinkoio. I'm so excited to have this opportunity to bring together two of the most important parts of my creative life in these 4 days. Such a huge thing just to have 4 nights with 4 different artists coming from different parts of the country, different parts of the Shinkoio universe, all on the same bill, in the same space. Shinkoio started as a burst of energy 20 years ago, I guess. Manifesto writing, idealism, and it's come to mean a lot of different things for everyone that's been involved in it. And I've come to understand that as an absolute strength of what it is. My hope in celebrating Shinkoio this week is that a continuation of even the most basic keeping of the flame will help continue to explain all the work that's been created within it by all the artists that have touched it and alongside it in this incredible and still growing creative community. Last night, I didn't put my thoughts together at all ahead of giving intros, and I felt a little bad about my improv, especially for the artists that performed yesterday. And I started having people coming up to me and congratulating me on 20 years of Shinkoio, and it felt kind of strange. And so I wanted to just put my thoughts together on why it bothered me to be congratulated. I don't feel much like the work that has gone into Shinkoio and now Artist Pool is much to congratulate. It's pretty basic and for the most part administrative. At least in the last decade. And if you know me well, you've heard me neurotically complain and threaten to quit doing it. As recently as a week or two ago, and I think about quitting regularly, because from the beginning, the ideals that it was built on as a collective and then as a record label are and have always been at odds with the nature of the music industry, which demands that artists and their work be treated as commodities, requiring a kind of investment that I don't really have the capacity for financially, and capacity administratively, for in exchange for a return on that investment. If the intent is more firmly creative and not commodity-driven, which is what Shinkoio is and always has been, all the work that's come through the label or within the collective, that's where the work that's associated with it is conflicted, because even with appropriate ideals, the administrative act is hard to do in a way that maintains the ideals, that maintains that firmly creative intent. So I'm still working on that, figuring out how to make the administrative aspect a line. Artists make regardless of industry, any industry. That's the beautiful parallel with Roulette, and that's what's been most inspiring for me along the way working within both of these creative communities. I'm so grateful for Roulette and for Jim Staley, and that everyone involved at Roulette has been so accepting of all of the artists that have been part of this community and the expanded communities that are connected to it. That acceptance within Roulette's sphere is so immense, it's hard for me to put into words. It's let so many of us continue to make here in New York City, and it's elevated us. It's aspirational. It's part of my work here at Roulette for all of the artists that we work with. So when people I like have really amazing work to share with the world, that basic administrative work is such a small burden to ask, just to help keep these rare and disparate, but so specifically interwoven creative worlds connected. Last night, we had amazing sets from Jason McMahon, who's my brother in music, been in my band forever. His work continues to be beautiful and conceptual and funny, but not funny. Lala Harrison Ryan from Acceptor, my personal Velvet Underground, played beautiful renditions of Florian Fricke's rarely performed piano music last night. Sheree Rimsey, her incredible writing, detailed and expansive gospel So amazing to have her at Roulette last night. And Nat Baldwin, who effortlessly moves between deep noise abstraction and melodic beauty and did all of it in his set last night. It was an amazing kickoff to this week of shows. Tonight, I'm ecstatic to share the stage. It's nice to get on the stage myself. It's been a while. So thank you guys for being here with me for that. But I'm excited to share it with Jelko, OG Shinkoyo, New York legend, Dave Scanlon, whose work as a solo artist and composer, as well as work with Jobs, continues to be the kind of esoteric songwriting I can't get enough of, and Leah Cole, whose gentle and open listening practice expands powerfully in all of her work. Thank you guys so much for being here. I hope you come back tomorrow and on Saturday. And up next, we have Jelko. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. love, love.